This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved. I don't care if you do it up on the Facebook feed or on the actual website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. You can also give me some of your money. That's right. I want you to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that the left has told other people they need to hate. Matter of fact, the thing I think is funny is, doesn't the left always scream that they don't like to label things? They don't like to put labels on stuff. It's just not a good thing to do. But yet they've labeled me a right-wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, so I guess labels are okay. As long as they're aimed at somebody else, right? So pick up the book. Tells you how to deal with this stuff. I'm not just complaining. Gives you an idea how to deal with these issues when you're confronted with them by somebody on the left. Also, you can be part of the team. You can be part of my politically incorrect posse. That's right, my PIPs. You can find that up there as well. It's the Patreon button where you can actually become a member of the show. And really, you give away one of those expensive coffees a month. Just one at that. I don't even know why you go there anyway. The coffee tastes like it's over-baked, over-roasted, over-everything. I go to my little donut shop. The coffee tastes just as good there. And it's a lot less money. Anyhow, but I am impressed. I got to give Starbucks kudos for one thing. I really do. I recently saw a commercial on Starbucks where they were hiring vets. They've agreed to hire 25,000 new vets. I hope it's not just a commercial. And the thing I thought was interesting was the young people who didn't know what our military men and women do, who didn't understand what the different services were and what they were for. And these guys working at Starbucks are vets. They have their name and the service that they were part of right on their smock or whatever it is that they call them. I'm sure they have some fancy French name for them. But it was nice. It was nice to see young people talking to these guys to try to find out what it is they did in the service. And one of the last things, though, I don't know if they did it on purpose, but I did get a giggle out of it. One of the younger kids looked at the Navy guy and said, "Hey, did you ever kill anybody?" I mean, I'm thinking, okay, there's the question of the hour. All right, so let's get back to the ridiculousness going on, especially here in California. I'm telling you, it's in the water, it's in the air. It's you can't get away from it. So if you're moving to California, wherever you are in the country, stop. Just stop and turn around, go back where you came from. I'm telling you, it's bad. Sacramento City. Now, you've seen what's happened. You've heard what's happened up in San Francisco and places north about how crazy it is here in California, the things you're allowed to get away with, and how illegals actually have more benefits than American citizens. Because they're simply undocumented citizens. It's like you getting caught without your driver's license, right? You're simply an undocumented driver. But tell that to the policeman and watch what happens to you. In Los Angeles, just speak broken Spanish and tell them you're here illegally and you don't have a driver's license, and they'll let you go on your happy way. Now, Sacramento City Council votes unanimously, you ready for this one, to pay gang members $1.5 million not to kill people. Now, they're not paying each gang member $1.5 million. Let's not get crazy here. But what they've agreed is to put the $1.5 million aside in taxpayer money to try to coerce gang members from killing people. Wouldn't they? You know what? I'm one of those guys that has a heavy, you know, I have a heavy foot on the gas pedal. I wish they'd put $1.5 million aside to pay people like me not to speed. What do you think about that? I think that's a great idea. You think we can bring that up? Seriously, if I go a month like without a speeding ticket or without speeding, maybe I get one of those little electronic devices on my car, I could pick up a check for a grand or something. Think about it. Think how much safer the streets would be if you got me below the speed limit most of the time. Now, the city council, this wasn't coerced or anything. This is unanimous. They approved the Advanced Peace Program is what they're calling it. In an attempt to, why not put more policemen on the street? Why might not give them more of the tools they need? Why not make it so these guys can't get out of jail 3 months after they, and so on, even spending that much time in there on violent crimes? They're written out in 2 weeks. The program pays gang members to graduate school and to stop shooting at people. How do you check that? I'm curious. I mean, I don't know. Videotaped? Do you wear an ankle bracelet? How do they know you really didn't shoot at anybody? Maybe you're a bad shot and you didn't hit anybody. Do you still get to pick up the money because you didn't kill anyone? If a gang member wants... You got to listen to this lunacy. This is real stuff. If a gang member wants to start killing people, they'll be forfeiting their taxpayer-funded paycheck. You know that's going to stop me, right? If I'm in a gang member and I have an illegal gun, right, and I'm into violence and I want what I want, that paycheck, oh, God, I'd love to kill this guy. But I'm going to lose $1,500 if I do it. Who's going to know? I mean, I grew up with the mafia around. They don't find the bodies afterward. Seriously. Kill anybody this week? I don't know. You find any bodies in my neighborhood? Where's my check? The vote had been scheduled to take place in 2 weeks, but the Sacramento mayor, Daryl Steinberg, requested the vote be moved up after 5 people were shot in 1 weekend. Hey, how about you put more cops in the park? Why don't you try doing that? How about put more cops on the street? How about we actually enforce, you know, I've been doing this show 9 years, and I've been saying this for over half that time. We have become a society that when we can't enforce a law, we ignore it. We find ways around it, whatever. We just don't enforce it, which is not the way to do it. Don't make new laws that make the old laws almost useless, but enforce the ones we have. If we're going to pay gang members not to shoot people, how about we pay good law-abiding young men and women who want to join the police force to be able to feed their families and keep peace in the streets. What do you think? Just a stupid idea. You know, I barely made out of high school. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Grab some coffee, something to drink. You'll need something to drink on the next one. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do. Even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining. We are back. Hopefully you are, too. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, I accept gifts, too, you know? I mean, you guys see it on the wide shot. Let me see if I can put it up there for you. It's not going to happen. You see all the Gumbies and everything over there, you know? I take no, don't send me Gumbies, because I want certain kinds. But I have Mr. Bill for you. We've got Gumby. We have Pokey. The Animaniacs. Somebody sent me a bottle of doggy drool once. I think it was Dave. Is Dave in the chair? He is? Dave, I think I drank it. I'm not so sure. I think I grabbed it by accident one day and drank it, but I got to find the bottle. But get involved in the conversation. Get involved in what's going on, all right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time when you call. I do appreciate when you're involved, when you're talking in the chat room. That's a big deal to me. I appreciate that. I appreciate you asking us questions. Because if you're not involved, I don't know everything. Sometimes a guest says something that I miss, and you guys That's why I always say you're smarter than I am. You guys will grab something that goes by me at a million miles an hour. So I do appreciate you being involved. And before the night's up, we're going to talk about that Nashville statement that was made that just drives me insane. All these progressive churches that think that they can throw the Bible aside and they can decide on their own what the Bible means or what God wanted us to do. Right? What are you, all Jimmy Jones followers? Seriously. The minute that guy threw the Bible behind the church, behind the altar and said, hey, you don't need this anymore because I'm here, that should have sent a shiver up your spine. And you got the same thing now. You've got a bunch of churches that are now saying, hey, you know what? Maybe this whole LGBTQ thing is just fine. And maybe abortion is just fine. And you can't take the Bible literally. Well, let me ask you a question. What other book on the face of the planet talks about Christ, talks about Jesus as being the only way to the Father? What other book talks about you having to follow Christ to be a Christian? So if you're a Christian church, why would you believe a book and scriptures that you call out of date? Wouldn't that make you out of date? Wouldn't that make your belief system out of date? Wouldn't that make you a little freaky between the ears? Seriously. I sat with a radio show host. We've got a caller. I'll grab that in a minute. But I always love this story. I sat with a radio show host who told me he was a Christian in the beginning of the conversation. And we were talking, and somewhere in the conversation, the Bible came up. A little weird, right? Two Christians, Bible would come up. Anyway, he says, yeah, I think the Bible's filled with stories. I don't think it's real. I said, you don't think the Bible's real at all? He goes, no, I don't think it's real. I said, you're Christian. He goes, yeah. I said, so you found out about Jesus in a fairy tale book. You decided to follow a fairy tale character? How do you bank your whole life on that? And it was quiet. He had no response. He's recently asked me to come back on the air with him, but he says, I don't want to talk religion with you. Why not? I'm not a scholar. I don't have anything special. I just happen to open my Bible from time to time and read it. And if I were to read a fairy tale book, I could go grab my granddaughter's books. But there are people out there that they've got their whole life based on a book that they think is filled with fairy tales. Now, how crazy is that? Who really needs mental help? It's just nuts. So we've got all these churches, like I said now, that are, it's all into the feel-good thing, right? They follow Jesus Christ, but they say, well, you know, it's God doesn't want me to feel bad. Well, really? Seriously. You know, I could go through a whole, we don't have time to do it, but I go through a whole bunch of things that Christ said that made people feel bad to the point where they put him on a cross. That's how bad he made them feel. Oh, I know, don't you love it? All right, let's go to Johnny in New Mexico. Johnny, thanks for joining the show.
Oh, how are you doing today, Joe? Man, good show. I tell you, it's a real, real good show today. well, you know, the same bunch, you know, that can't find no spirituality and find Jesus, and I believe in him. I've been here on this earth now 63 years as of today, and I'll tell you what, I still find comfort in him, and I always believe in him. But, you know, these churches, they have done got to where they just don't follow Jesus anymore or God. I don't even think they believe in him. It's just, you know, it's outdated, just like this Constitution they're trying to push down our throats, you know. That is a rock-solid document. Both of them are. And they are both the basis for our country. And I don't understand why they want to do what they're doing.
But Johnny, you know why? Because if they can dismiss those, then everything that they say, everything they do, everything they want us to believe is righteous and real, because they're the ultimate authority. You know they know more than we do, don't you?
Yeah, well, I tell you what we all do. We all take them idiots. We need to take them over there to North Korea and put them over there where there's fixed a big new lake called Smoking Hole, North Korea. That's what we need to do. I mean, it wouldn't bother me a bit.
We've been playing with those boys way too long. We've been playing with the North Koreans way too long. And talk about that as soon as I'm done with this. But, hey, Johnny, Thanks for calling. I always appreciate when you call in. I really do. I enjoy your insight on things.
One more thing.
You're not gonna make me sing happy, Johnny. You're not gonna make me sing happy birthday.
No,
I already played the song.
I won't do that. No. I was gonna say.
Okay.
I think I know what's happened to Waters over there in California, and them people gonna pay off them people over there with them gonna pay criminals not to kill each other. I've been smoking too much of that stuff up there in California. That's what the problem is.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Mind.
All right, Johnny.
And
thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate
have
it.
Have a good day.
God bless. You know, he's right. I mean, some of the stuff that we come up with in California. Do you know that California is considering making shrooms legal? Now, I know some of you goody-two-shoes don't know what a shroom is. You think it's something you mix with onions and make a sauce out of it or something. But no. We're talking about the druggy shrooms, right? So it starts off with a little dope. What's the big whoop, right? But it's not your grandfather's dope. Okay, it's not the stuff that they were smoking in the 60s. You know, the worst thing we had in the 60s or 70s, you'd soak it, or now, I don't remember how I know this, so don't ask. Anyway, you'd smoke it in a vodka bong or a wine bong, right? I mean, that was the way they did it. It was just to make it taste a little more mellow or what have you. And it wasn't, but now there's so many chemicals in it. It's so much more potent. It's so much worse for you. But you know, see, the young people and you old hippies think it's just guys like me, old white guys like me, just want to keep you from having fun. That's not the case at all. You know, you want to go get high in your living room, fine. But even now, I'd say don't smoke today's dope. Go find a bag you have from the 70s. Because this stuff is dangerous. And now California's talking about legalizing shrooms. Why? Because they can tax it. And, you know, tax brings more revenue. But you know what Colorado's finding out? The trips to the emergency rooms from these homeless people that move there so they can get dope basically for free? Guess what it's costing them? Last year it was over $600 million. Let that sink in while you take a hit off your joint. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And get involved in the conversation. I don't care if you're responding to me, you want to give a call, or you want to send an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I'll get to this story eventually. I just, you know, I'm having an ADD moment because these things pop into my head. If I don't get them out, I forget about them. You know what I'm saying? There was this commercial about Madison something. It's a hair color. Madison Reed. Okay? And every time I hear that, I get this like red hot rod goes through my head because the woman keeps saying, you know, I told my daughter that women can do anything they set their mind to. Which means men are morons and can't do anything they set their mind to. Why have we done this? If you guys on the left would get together and figure out, do you want genders or don't you? I'm just confused. Because you want a gender. We've got stores now that have genderless clothing. Right? So they're not male, they're not female, they're not boy, they're not girl. They're just clothes for humans. So why can't this woman say, hey, any human that sets their mind to something, they can do it. Why does it only have to be women? Are women better than men? Do we want equality? Is equality really what you're looking for? Or are you looking to be better? I'm just curious. I mean, I told 4 kids, 2 girls, 2 boys. We told them, you work hard, you do it the right way, and you can do anything. We didn't say, because you're a girl, you can get ahead, or because you're a guy, you can get... We never said any of that stuff. All right, let me get back to my story. And it's a screwy story anyhow. It's the Sacramento Council. City Council decided to stick $1.5 million aside so that they can pay gang members for not shooting somebody or not killing somebody. But the curiosity for me, because, again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I need help. How do you know they didn't shoot anybody? How do you know they didn't what? Oh, I'm sorry. When you question them, I'm sure they'll tell you. Is there like a little form when you come to pick up your check? So did you think about killing anybody this week? No, actually, I didn't. Did you kill anybody this week? Oh, no, I didn't do that either. How does this work? And the mayor, another brain surgeon, obviously, decides because there were five shootings in the park that they've got to push this thing forward. They've got to make this happen faster. Let's not more police on the street. That wouldn't make any sense at all, would it? Let's not actually lock these guys up and make them actually spend jail time. No, let's not do that either, right? This money's coming out of the general fund. There's no special federal program or anything where they're getting the money from. Right? The money will go to 50 men who are suspected of killing people, but guess what? There's not enough evidence to prosecute them. That's right. So because they've been accused of, but we can't prove they did, so we're going to make them or ask them or tell them to please guarantee us that you're not going to kill anybody else, and we'll give you money. Come on, people. California. And we're worried about them leaving? I think we should take a vote tomorrow. Get these people gone. Cut them off like a gangrene arm. Because it ain't going to get any better. Let me tell you what. Now, I know it's a national show, and some of you guys listen to me rant and rave about California, because a lot of what happens in California happens across the country. A lot of these dumb things that start to take place here seem to go through the country. Now, I'm hoping that's becoming less and less, and the reason I say that is I've noticed in the voting, you know, in election time, common sense seems to take over the other 49 states to a big degree. But it seems to stop at this imaginary wall in California. So, yes, I know. I switched pretty quick. This DACA thing is coming up this week. Tomorrow, actually. And even though President Trump has been all over the place, you know, he's talked about keeping the families together and we got to make it right. You know, in my mind's eye, if a young kid has been here, you know, he's 16 years old, 17 years old, what have you, brought here by his parents, didn't know. I actually spoke to one of these DACA kids a few weeks ago. And is the reason I give him so much credit is that he's actually working on getting a citizenship. So he didn't let it just sit. I watched these interviews that took place with some of these people. They've been here 20 years. One guy was here 29 years. Knew that he's been here illegally, done absolutely nothing about it. So he's worried. You know, you hear all these legislators, these Democrat legislators, go, well, they're living in the shadows, they're living in the dark, they're petrified. Well, of course they're petrified. They're breaking the law. You're driving down the road. Your license is fine. It's up to date. Everything's cool. You've paid your insurance. Your registration is paid up. Your tires have enough tread on them. Nothing falling off the car. You got mirrors on both sides of the car. Cop pulls into your lane behind you. Are you afraid? No. Why? Because you're doing everything the right way. And if you do get pulled over, you're pretty good chance you might get a stupid ticket for maybe a light being out on your brakes or something, but that's it. You know for the most part you're okay. But if you know your insurance is expired, or you don't have insurance, or your registration's gone, all of a sudden you probably start doing all kinds of stupid stuff, right? You drive exactly at the speed limit, or maybe 10 miles an hour slower or something stupid. We do dumb things. Well, what do you think if you're here illegally you're doing? You're sweating it all the time. You're probably because you're using somebody else's Social Security number. You're getting paid. You're just in a bad place all the way around. Right? Like your 17-year-old kid who comes home, he's crashed the car, he's trying to figure out how to hide it from you. You've decided to live like that, not us. But those cowards, known as Republicans, right, think about it. Nothing that they've said they were going to do have they been able to push through on their own. But the Republicans, I heard Mr. Ryan, who I said to you is the first pass of progressive Republicans that you're going to see, has come out and said that he's against the DACA program, but he won't vote against it. That he thinks Donald Trump should give them time, or President Trump should give them time to come up with a plan. You have had 7 years This is the same dopey excuse you gave about Obamacare. You guys are not ready to play in the big leagues. If ever junior varsity applied to something, it's to the Republican Party in Washington, D.C. right now. You guys have known this is coming. Where's your planning? He's probably held off this long to give you guys time to do something. But you hate him so much, you're not willing to help him either. Congress needs more time to plan. Give me a break. You know what? If I was him, remember, this was a temporary fix anyhow. So you knew it was coming to this eventually. If I was him, because I think you guys are going to screw yourselves anyhow, I would go, I would just sign it, and I'd give you 6 months to fix it or else. So it's all on your head. And maybe you won't go for that vacation. And maybe you won't go for the recess. Maybe you'll sit there and actually work something through and make it happen. I think he should put it on you and make you pay for it. All right. Got that off my chest. George Clooney's wife. Now, this actually happened a couple of months ago. But with everything going on with George right now, I thought I'd like to shove this in his face. Not that he's an avid listener of the show. But George can't keep getting his act together. Can't figure out where he wants to be in the equation. You know, he was over in Britain because, or in England because, you know, he loves the European way of life. He loves the openness, the open borders. And then what happens? When it starts to get a little hot, he gets out of there. He doesn't run to Russia. Doesn't run to Saudi Arabia, right? Where does he run to? Runs to America. Comes here to the U.S. where he feels like he'll be safe. You know, and he's this human rights, you know, big deal. He's always talking about human rights and how we should be treating everybody. And his wife, who's a human rights lawyer and a Muslim, addressed the UN. Or should I say, she dressed them down. I keep calling them the United Nuts, and they need to be moved somewhere. We need to put them on an island somewhere where they don't get all those wonderful facilities they have now until they start acting like grown-ups. We'll play what Amal Clooney had to say after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Lots coming up. Check out the website. Give me your email address. I only send out one a week. We'll be right back.
Want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free? That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back! You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Hey, if you want to know what stations and times we're on, head over to the website, therealsight.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can give me your email address up there. And you can also, check out the station list. That's always nice, too. Let the stations know. And I told you before, actually, I should do it more often, because when I was pushing you guys, we picked up 4 stations in 2 months. So if you're having to listen on your smartphone, which I don't mind, but it's not the same. But if you haven't listened on your smartphone and you have a local station, you need to call them and tell them about the show and ask them why they don't have the show on. Ask them what is wrong with these people. Say, what is wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying this show? And I'm telling you, it works. Beginning of the year, we had 4 stations we picked up because you guys made a stink. And I do appreciate it. I appreciate the work that you do to get me on all over the country. And again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You head up to the website. You've got Patreon. I hate doing this, but I guess I have to do it. If you guys want commercials to go away, go to Patreon. Give me your money. It's a way you can become part of the family, right? Every month, I ask for a couple of bucks. Skip a cup of coffee. Give me your money for a cup of coffee, and you help keep the show on. You help support the show. You know the hits that conservatives are taking. And frankly, guys, it's getting worse, all right? I mean, a lot of the smaller conservative shows like mine are being hit hard by sponsors, by money we used to get, by that kind of thing. So you just, if you want to keep us on, you want to say, and not that we're going anywhere anytime soon, but I'm just saying, if you want to keep us on, you want to help us move forward, get the message out there, then head over to Patreon. It's on my website, therealside.com. You'll find it right up there on the right-hand side, Patreon, monthly, like a monthly membership thing. Check it out. I think you really like it. I want to finish this because I want to get to something else here in a second. So Amal Clooney, George Clooney's wife, she addressed the UN back in March. We didn't hear a whole bunch about it at the time. But she's a Muslim. I don't know if she's a devout Muslim or not. I don't know how she, if she's a devout Muslim, how in God's creation she married George Clooney, I don't know. But she makes a passionate plea that I think if anybody other than a Muslim gave, the loons on the left would come unglued. I want to, you know, if Melania Trump gave this speech, do you think that the left would be all over her?
Mass graves in Iraq lie unprotected and unexhumed. Witnesses are fleeing, and not one ISIS militant has faced trial for international crimes anywhere in the world.
Yeah, that's a good point. She makes a very good point. And even as of, even when you find these people, what do we do with them? Where are they? Oh, that's right. We let them go. Oh.
So I am speaking to you, the Iraqi government, and to you, UN member states, when I ask, why? Why is it that nothing has been done? Justice is also what the victims want. ISIS is a bureaucracy of evil, leaving behind it a trail of evidence that nobody is collecting.
Why do you think that is? Seriously, why do you think with all the devastation ISIS has done, there isn't this outcry where you've got all these countries and groups coming together to put them down? Why do you think that might be?
Excellencies, it is not too late to turn things around. I believe there is a common will among those in this room, among leaders in Baghdad and capitals around the world, that ISIS should be held accountable in a court of law for its crimes.
Now she's living in fantasy land, or they would do something about it. The UN was quick to come against the U.S. last week to talk about our racist issues. But I guess slaughtering Christians and other Muslims by ISIS is acceptable to the UN.
What is needed now is moral leadership to actually make this happen.
That's it. You're done. Shut it down, because the UN, there's no moral leadership at the UN. None.
Don't let this be another Rwanda where you regret doing too little too late. Don't let ISIS get away with genocide. Thank you.
Now you got to give, whether you like the Clooneys or not, you got to give her credit. That took a lot of guts to get up in front of those people. It took a lot of guts to tell them the truth. They already know this. They don't want to look at it. They don't want to hear about it. But it was a waste of time. They don't have the spine, and they don't have the guts to do anything about it. You know that. I know that. And it's too bad. Because if you truly believe in the equality that people are people, and all human life is worth something, why isn't ISIS's feet being held to the fire? Why is it the only thing that the UN can seem to do is come against Israel for how it treats women? Really? Right? And then come against the U.S. for the racism that's happening in our country? Seriously? Because, you know, this didn't happen before. This didn't happen while Obama was in it. So all this has happened in the last 7 months when President Trump got in office. All this craziness, all this tension has only happened in the last 7 months. And if you believe that, I've got some swampland available for you. You know, you guys have heard about this Nashville statement that's been going on around. You think I don't have enough time to go through the whole thing with you. But there was a group of churches that came together and started speaking about biblical principle. And they've come together as a group of quote-unquote Christians, although I don't know how. I don't know what book they're reading. And they decided that male and female was not God's design. What do you think about that for a second? Now, for some of you who've never read the Bible, and I love it because we had a guy call the show one night, and if you're listening, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just making a point. Seriously. Because I did appreciate you calling back or writing back and saying you couldn't find it. So we had somebody who knew about Christianity, who had been taught or what have you, who said, you know, you Christians basically said, you Christians have no place to speak because you're allowed to beat your wives. And I said, really? You never met my wife. I would never beat her, number one. I would never beat a woman anyway. But I said to him, if you could find that in the Bible, if you could find a scripture in the Bible that says, I'm allowed to beat my wife, I will burn my Bible and turn to Islam on the show live. Because I've been studying the Bible for a while. I'm not a scholar, but I've been studying for a while. And I've never run across a scripture that even remotely suggested I could hit my wife. I mean, first of all, we are one. Wouldn't I be, like, mentally unstable if I beat myself? Right? Why would I beat on a gift that God gave me? Why would I do that? Why would I beat on my helpmate? What kind of sense would that make? And then I have to answer to Christ at the end for all of it. Really? Again, I'd have to be really off. But anyhow, he called back, or he sent back, he said, look, I couldn't find it, I apologize. But it's exactly what some of you people run out on. You hear something, you read something somewhere, you don't read it in the Bible, you just hear it from somebody. But these pastors that got together, these churches that got together, right, talked about the LGBT community, and they're coming against the ethics and basic principles of the Bible. They want scripture changed because they said, look, the Bible doesn't specifically call out male and female. The Bible doesn't talk about homosexual relationships. The Bible doesn't talk about abortion. The Bible doesn't talk about, we've had this discussion before, and like I said, I don't have time to go through them all. But the Bible doesn't tell you not to smoke either. But it does tell you to take care of your body. Now, I'm not beating on you smokers. Let's not get all brain hurt over this. But if you're smoking, we know now, we're educated enough now to know that that cigarette is not helping your body, not making you better. It's making you sicker. You know by putting certain chemicals and things in your body, it makes it worse. Does the Bible have to tell you, you know, don't take drugs? Stay away from cocaine? Stay away from heroin? Do you want it to actually spell it out? On abortion? The Bible says that God knew us before he was in my mother's womb. He knew who I was. I had value to him. But you have a right to take that life? So instead of Christians rising against this group, that again of saying that all these things, because see, the Bible was written so long ago, I really couldn't understand what we have going on today. It doesn't know Lady Gaga and the internet and all that stuff, so it really couldn't deal with those things. Now, I'd say if you study the Bible, you would find out it deals with every issue of what we have going on today. Every one of them. And so a bunch of pastors with a spine looked this up. I want you to look it up and read it because I'm going to give you a test tomorrow. I want you to look up the national statement. And a bunch of pastors with a spine came out and said, those people are wrong. They're off the word. And here's what the word specifically says about these things. And there's no hate in it. Absolutely none. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We're here all week. Hopefully you are too. Seriously, you'll enjoy yourself. I promise it. We'll catch you later, and God bless.